With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Ukrainian President Zelensky says he'll be meeting on Sunday with President Trump in Florida. Zelensky says he'll talk about security guarantees for Ukraine, adding that a 20-point plan under discussion is now about 90% ready. The U.S. military targets terrorists in West Africa. The BBC's Neil Nunez says President Trump is touting what he calls perfect numerous strikes on ISIS.
President Trump says the United States has launched deadly strikes against the Islamic State group in northwest Nigeria. Writing on social media, he said he had warned what he called the terrorist scum about targeting Christians. The U.S. Africa Command says the strikes were carried out in coordination with the Nigerian authorities, and its initial assessment is that multiple ISIS terrorists were killed in their camps. The Nigerian Foreign Minister Yusuf Tuka told the BBC it was a joint operation that had been planned for a while.
Southern California has been swamped by torrential rain, triggering rock, mud, and debris slides.
A San Diego man was killed by a falling tree. Further north, a Sacramento sheriff's deputy died in what appears to be a weather-related crash. People were rescued after mud and debris rushed down a road leading to the resort town of Wrightwood, trapping people in their cars. Roads there are still covered in rocks and thick mud. With power out, a local gas station and coffee shop running on generators are serving as hubs for residents and visitors. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Winter weather advisories have been posted for parts of the Midwest, the Ohio Valley, and the Great Lakes. Winter storm warnings for parts of New York State and Pennsylvania. Wall Street, the Dow is up a fraction, the Nasdaq 42 points higher. This is SRN News. New poll asks churchgoers about the Bible and social issues.
The survey was commissioned by the Family Research Council, and it reveals that just 47% of Americans who attend worship services regularly believe that the scriptures are clear and unambiguous about the morality of homosexuality. And that's down from 63% who thought that just 2 years ago. And the poll also finds just 40% of churchgoers think the Bible is clear on transgenderism. 51% feel the same about abortion. Michael Harrington reporting.
What do you believe about the afterlife? New poll from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University has delivered some unexpected results. For one thing, just 52% of people describing themselves as Christians say they expect to spend eternity in the presence of God. Another 12% believe they will experience eternal peace without the presence of any divine being. This is SRN News. A new leader is rapidly emerging in the pop music world.
It may surprise you. Christian music is growing rapidly, while other genres struggle to grab new listeners. Experts and artists say there are a variety of reasons why religious music is connecting. Social media and streaming are two factors. So is the music's positive lyrics, which has evolved to reflect real life. Another reason? Well, certain Christian artists have begun to cross over now into mainstream music, and the experts say they hope this isn't just a trend, but a real movement. Jason Walker reporting.
There is renewed interest in America's graphite mines. After being largely closed for decades, graphite is crucial for lithium-ion batteries. And under President Trump, the U.S. looking to break China's stranglehold on the market. More details at SRNNews.com.